Nafte Pasha Shkoli, in the Shabbat Shniya, the second week, which is now Shmini, La Ad Sheni, you can see in base form, Korei Be'echad, Min Yono Shayon. Korei Be'echad, Vamafte, Korei Be'echad, Zohar, it's a Shorosu L'chol Molek, that's so Sidra. And then he goes to the fact, what happens, Chawar Shchodesh Hador, Somach L'nisa B'toch, Yimei HaShavua, let's say it occurs during the week, right, this way you hear it occurs on Monday, Shchodesh, right, because Zion is on Sunday, so the Shchodesh is Monday, Chawar Shchodesh Hador, Somach L'nisa B'toch, Yimei HaShavua, in the weekdays, Vafilu B'Erev Shabbos, even if it occurs on Erev Shabbos, Magdim and Likros Parsha Shkolim Shabbos Shalafonov. So we read Parsha Shkolim before, the Shabbos before. And then, so
we. Why is that? Because you always have to give at least 30 days to give the Shkolim?
I guess you're supposed to do it before Rosh Chodesh Adar. It has to be, you have to have 30 days till Nisan. So that was Rosh Chodesh Adar's Mashmir Allah Shkolim. So you can't be late, so Parsha to go back. Now the consequence of going back is that you have two Shabbos before Purim. The last date that you would not have two Shabbos before Purim is if Rosh Chodesh Adar occurred on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar cannot occur, we're talking the second day of Rosh Chodesh Adar cannot occur on Sunday, because if it would occur on Sunday, Purim would be Shabbos, so it can't be. Now, it also cannot occur on, if it occurs on Monday, that's what we have this year. So,
Purim is on Sunday.
Purim is on Sunday. So, you were left, if it occurs before Rosh Chodesh Adar as it does this year, so there were two Shabbos and Adar before Purim. If it occurs on Rosh Chodesh, if it occurs on Shabbos, so then Purim is going to occur before the second Shabbos. So Mamela, the next Shabbos is going to have to be Parshas Zohar. Whereas if it's before Rosh Chodesh Adar, so there are two Shabbos left in Adar.
So
there are two Shabbos.
Having two Shabbos.
Nothing. So we just push Parshas Zohar a week later, that it should be the Shabbos before Purim. Now the source of all of this, say the Parshas Perakam and the Megillah Debach writes a Sikna the Aloha Grab Shulman Gamliel. First off, relevant to this year, there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shulman Gamliel when we conduct Ador, an Ador Harishon, an Ador Hasheni. The Gemara brings various Limudim, and the Gemara we took a look at last week in Dab Zayin Amud Beis, that in the view of Rabbi Shulman Gamliel, Ador Hasheni is the one which co-opts all the mitzvahs. And therefore, we pass like Shimon Gamliel, the Rosh Hashanah Beres, Koron HaParshias, Ba'adar Hasheni, V'lo Barishon. V'kosvo Rabbeinu B'sof, Simen Tov Reish Beches, Mikta Sifra V'lo, V'sham Nimtza Toys Sofer. Okay, fine. Kosvo B'Toysis Perak Sheni de Megillah. Toysis wrote in the second Perak of Megillah, very interesting Toysis. Gemara states, Kol HaTorah B'chol Loshen Nemra. The Torah, where all the Torah was said in all the Shadows, Perish B'Kundras. She nit no likrois b'chol loshen sheroitzeli koris. You can read it in any language you want. You can say for Torah. Want to read from the like in English? You can have a sefer Torah. Apparently, she nit no likrois b'chol loshen sheroitzeli koris b'sefer Torah. The kosher. So it says the Quran is called Torah b'chol loshen nemro. It was said in every loshen. The kosher shere kriyas a Torah inu min a Torah. It says rak midrabanan. So. This is referring to the way the Torah was said, B'chol Loshen Nemro. What's its relevance of B'chol Loshen Nemro?
But the Torah has to be written in Hebrew, though.
If it's according to this, L'chor not. B'kosh Asher Rekriyas HaTorah Eino Min HaTorah Mek B'dir Rabbanu Levad. B'pashas Zohar, Levad B'pashas Zohar, D'havidu Reisim. So Taisu says, the Gemara means something else. V'nira D'hochi Perusha, called Kriya Shavitara. What is Kriya Shavitara? Kigoi mitzvahs chalitza, parshas egla rufa, and vidu meiser, bikurim, cholelo shni, and perak elin amor. That you have to, you know, recite.
In Hebrew.
So you can recite the things that of all of these parshias, you can recite, he's saying, nitna likreis b'cholosh, that's what it's saying. Uchayetz, in other words, all of these parshias can be the things that you have to recite, except certain limited ones that the Mishnah says are only b'losh and kodesh, you can recite in any language. Ukayitzim zekosu atazre perakoye kairei. Rosifu Lisham, and there Tosis wrote in another thing that Parshas Paradumo do not do rice. This is the Tosis, the one R Tosis that we have, the very controversial Tosis that says that Parshas Parah is also the Raisa. And
why?
We don't know why. Tosis is just Tosis says so. Vitzorachi min olahuho. Where did Tosis get such a thing? Bishlo Parshas Zohar. When Tosis said that Parshas Zohar is the Raisa, is Vadim Mashma and Perak Beis the Megillah. That was the Raisa, but the Omar Hosam, the Hodok Siv, Ksov Zosi Korom Asefer. Hayizchira kriyahi means to read it. Nechsim zochor es asher osa lecha amalek. Yochol b'leiv, kushuomel osi shochach, hari shikcha salev omer. Homani mekayim zochor es bepeh. Hare lecha deschira bepeh. Lechare lekriya b'sei b'tara ka omer. It's referring to the kriya from b'sei b'tara. V'chein kosa v'asma, shizel b'shabbos, asmak shizel b'shabbos shalifnei porom, shemaskirin parsha zochor. Avo parshas parah, shobol parsha shkolim. It would seem that Parshas Parah, there's no svach at all. Where does the Torah tell us to do anything about Parshas? Remember to read Parshas Parah. Parshas Zohar says, Zohar no shichusi lo sishokach. Lo sishkach. Lo sishkach. But with Parshas Parah, Shava, it would seem the Parshas Shkola, Parshas Achidish. That's what the Bach says. We're going to come back to this Parsha later. Tosis made an assumption. He says the Kriyas HaTorah ain't a min HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah has no source in the Torah. It's Elam HaDerabonon. Ve'Ezra hu detikon, and Ezra is the one that enacted it. He says Ikul Ismo Anami. He says I don't understand how Tosis took this from. The Reperk Meruba Amru that Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom tikin ba Midbar Shiukarim b'Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu enacted that they should read the Torah already in the Midbar. And the Shemo Ezra v'tikin tlosa that Ezra said you have to have three kruim. In the weekdays, I think Tishita say Rishami is that it comes from Ezra, not like the Bavli. But even the Shabbosis, Rishami agrees, comes from Moshe Rabbeinu.
And therefore, what's the Raisa?
Well, that's what he's assuming. It's a sort of, I guess, a semi deraisa. Ela shahoya seidem yucha l'chol kriya. Shalohoya seidem yucha l'chol kriya. There was no fixed schedule for the late. You read from the Torah. Levad parsha zocha. Vo ezra v'tikana seidem l'chol kriya. He made an order, a system for the kriya sater. Vafilu l'fi zeh nira. And even if we're going to assume like Tosis, that this all stems from Moshe Rabbeinu, near the Tzorch Lizor, Tvebu, Parsha Zohar, Shvehu Mitzvah, Miyuchedes, Mufu Reshes, B'Torah. That these are mitzvahs from the Torah itself. Now, he puts it in a funny way, Sheinkin Shor Kriya, Sheinu Olav Al Pemi, Pim Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom. And I don't know why he assumes exactly that it's the Raisa. I mean, I get, unless, Sov Kosov, it's a Takona of Moshe Rabbeinu.
So is he defining that deraisa?
That's hard to call that a deraisa, you know. So
yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu only got everything directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So,
but there's still the takonos he was able to make. There's still takonos. Moshe didn't claim this.
Everything came from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Moshe didn't claim that this was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe didn't want him to go 3 days of a midbar without Torah, so he made a system of Kriyas HaTorah. That it's why he calls it exactly that it's a deraisa dikadin. You know, I don't exactly know, but he says nevertheless, Parshas Zohar stands at a higher level than this. Bayemi Trumas Hadesh and Siman Kuvcha Shalinim Vesech to Seferim. Now, the question is, what is the inyan of Parsha Shkolo? What's the inyan of Parsha Shkolo? Why do we have Parsha Shkolo? So the simplest reason, and that seems to be koveya the dates, is because Be'echot Ba'ador is Mashmein Al HaShkolo, the Mishnah at the beginning of Shkolo. There's a halacha that in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have to start bringing Mitrumah Chadosh, and the Karbonos have to be bought from new donations. So the
this
yearly,
is starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
From Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they took.
Why Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because that was the anniversary.
Now the Gemara has a whole limud why it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's, you know, we could speculate our reasons, but the Gemara has a limud why it's Nisan. So they have to collect during Chodesh Adar the money, so that by the time Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, they're ready to go. They can operate with new funds. So that would seem to be one reason for Parsha Shkolim. That's the reason, apparently, that's Mashman that the Babli explicitly states. And he calls the Masech Tesoifrim, and the Masech Tesoifrim is also found in the Bishalmi as well. Shalidim Masech Tesoifrim, Be'echad Ba'ado Mashmin Al Ashkolim. V'lom Be'echad Ba'ado, Shoyet Sofoi V'goli V'yadua L'fnei Mishalom V'hoya Ilam. The Rabbeinu Shalaylam did. Shoyom Haman Osi Lishkol Al Yisrael. That Haman was going to pay money to Achashverosh to annihilate the Klal Yisrael. Fikach Hiknim V'Amal Moshe. Shiyu Shikle Yisrael, the Tishkolim of Klal Yisrael, Kaidim the Shikle Haman. That they should preempt the Shkolim of Haman. Therefore, Tzrichan Yisrael Osis. Before Parsha Zohar, so that by the time Purim comes, they're in play already. In other words, so it seems that this man was made, that they collected this money in by Adar to make sure that by Parsha Zohar we would do it. That's what it started from Rosh Chodesh Adar. V'osr loymer aleim l'shem kaifer. Since we can't call them a kapora. I mean, kaifer, bidig, that in this schus, the Rebbe Shalom is going to give us life. That's the money itself. That's kaifer. El l'shem, nidova, it's for the purposes of philanthropy. Now, it's interesting when the Loshen is very strange. It sort of takes a little bit a funny lurch forward. So I wish I had another edition of the Bach to see if this. You'll see in a moment the funny lurch that he takes. All of a sudden, he's a matonos. So this is a quotation that he has, but where or why it suddenly lurches into Matonos Levyonim, I'm not exactly sure, other than perhaps that the Mashmos is that's what he used the Shkolim for nowadays. Maybe that's what he means. That's what I was thinking. So what do you do with the Shkolim?
Today we can't buy Karbonos.
Can't buy Karbonos, and what do we do with them? So maybe that's where he goes, that really that's supposed to what they should be dedicated to is Matonos Levyonim. So the first thing I wanted to look at is...
If they're going to be a kapara, then they have to be used for mitzvah.
Well, it's the shame, the double of the Diva Salev. So the Chari, that he seems to say you should use it for tztoka purposes. That's what? That's the Mashmois in the Bach. Now this issue of Parshas Parah and also Parshas Zohar, that the Deraisa, what are the halachic implications of this? So the Bach goes into a very interesting discussion of the implications. Kosov, Ramarshal, the Mamash Kosov, the Tumas Adeshin, Simon Kubches, the Tzorach Tveisha Yishma Kriyas Pasha Zoch, Betsiba, Mikra Megillah. If you can only get one of the two Betsiba, either Kriyas Megillah or Pasha Zoch, you should opt for Pasha Zoch. And therefore, since the Tumas Adeshin wrote that the minion for Parsha Zohar is more important than the minion for Megillah, Yira Lehedya Shein HaKotten Oilu LeMafter with Parsha Zohar, that the cotton should not be called for the Aliyah of Mafter, Parsha Zohar. Aye, but we're Ashkenazim, and we are among us Ashkenazim, the Oilu doesn't read from the Torah, so who cares who gets the Aliyah? He says, "V'av al bish hashat kairu b'torah." We have a bokriya. Ma'abekach, being in bar chiyu v'lalis. We need a person that's b'chiyu in the mitzvah to be oiler. Who gamkin kairu b'torah? He also has to read from the Torah. It's part of the being oiler. And the hashat kairu b'kol rom, The one that makes it audible to everybody is the Shat, Shlo Levayish, because we don't want to embarrass those that would not be capable of reading on their own when they got an aliyah.
So Shmei Kona, and then that would not please everybody else, that other the person who gets called up, he's actually...
Well, he's not. Well, we don't hear him, so we're not Yetzu with him. We're Yetzu with the Bal Kriya.
Okay, so why do we have to have everybody?
Well, that's a good question. Can't be Shamei Kohina because we don't hear him. You can't have Shamei Kohina if you don't hear him.
I'm saying he's Yotze through that, and his being Yotze fills it.
He's Yotze through what?
Through hearing the Valkyrie.
Well, he has to be Yotze by reading himself, Poshut. So, how exactly this all connects to us is part of his problem. So he said, nevertheless. So apparently he has some input into this. After Pasha's Pora Roy Lizor, Pasha's Pora Deraiso. Since that Toysa seems to indicate that Pasha's Pora is Deraiso, so you shouldn't give a cotton and aliyah for the Mafter.
And then he's talking
Suffolk cut
also, right?
Yeah.
So he's talking about the
Suffolk
cut
meme.
The Bach says, I don't agree.
If a cotton understands already whom he's making a brocha to the Rabbeinu Shalom, is Vadai Shori. He certainly you get the Bafta. Well, Alpha Bisha cotton Kore, we call wrong. Even if the cotton would read, we call wrong. Why? The cotton oil of the minion Zion, a Kriya Sefer Torah, the whole Shabbos, which is the Raisa. Every Shabbos, he says, a cotton could be counted in the Zion Kruam. At least the Mishnah says one cotton could read. We'll come back to this. This is also controversial. The Bach's Shabbos is controversial. Kriya Sefer Torah, the whole Shabbos, the Raisa, and yet, at least the Mishnah says you can call up a cotton. So they say one cotton. But if you cotton, even if he doesn't understand, so what's the problem? So forget this guy that's standing up there, the Omid. Let's say he didn't read at all. The Olam heard the Bal Kriya recite the Parsha from the Sefer Torah. So why are you not Yetzer with that? Who cares who the Oyla is? What's the difference? What is nature? What is statuses? No, Yodad Elam Ali Yotzva Shomon Kriyas and Shatz Parshas Zochem and HaSefer Torah. The Mainav Gemina Oyla the Sefer Torah or Mugadol or Cotton. Who cares who the Oyla is? Iker Achiyah who she Yishmu Kriyas and Torah Me'akarim Etoch Sefer HaTorah. We need to hear say, the laning from the Sefer Torah and that we don't hear from the Oyla. Bismaneinu. So he says, who cares? So he has two times. He says, number one, he's considered a chuyiv in the mitzvah. You see, because it's considered, right, they learn from a posek, right, Abba Moshe's Moade Hashem, and therefore, he says, Kriyas, Atar, and Shabbos is Midaraisa, and yet a cotton has an aliyah. So we fulfill our chuyiv.
Does everybody say Kriyas, Atar,
and Shabbos? Now, first, he holds it's Midaraisa. Now, he says, secondly, he says, forget him. Even if you were telling me you can't, that a cotton is not good. But so forget him. Yotze with the Valkyria. We don't need to be Yotze with the Oila. Now, in his first Taina, there are those that want to say, first Nadura, that the only time we don't call a cotton except for Mafta. Despite the fact that the Mishnah and Megillah says you can call one, a cotton, at least one cotton you're allowed to call. So there are those that want to say, the Achrayim typically say that when could you call a that. When each Oyla read for himself, when he read for himself, I don't remember, they want to say, but Bizman Azed, it's about Kriya's reading, that's what it didn't allow Ketanim. I don't remember the reason. I did not look into this part. Oh, but the other party, Tainas, that it's a Deraisa. And so, of course, if it's a Deraisa, then a cotton is being part of the mitzvah. Now, I'm still not sure what that taina is. Why am I not sure what that taina is? Because I guess his taina is like this. I mean, sof kol sof. If the let's say the Kriyas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. A design Kruin Min HaTorah? A design Kruin is certainly not Min HaTorah. So what's the problem having a cut and read? Unless he means to say that the Kafim Digah Shah Kareb Kol Rum. In other words, according to the Minigah Gemar, or the Svar the Shemini, that the cut and read Bekol Rum. So Sof Kol Sof, forget the fact that he was the Oila. But I mean hearing the Kriyas HaTorah from a cotton. So why am I Yetzing? So it must be that a cotton is Bechuyiv and Kriyas HaTorah. So why is Parsha Zohar any different than that? If an Adin Kriya is Bechuyiv, that's his taina. So that's where the Bach is coming from with this.
But Durah, that's a...
He wants to hold it based on the Pesukim. He wants a taina to create a Torah's Min HaTorah. It's a very remarkable Chiddush.
Even so, why would he be satisfied with a Katan doing it? I mean, why would
the Mishnah says you can call a Katan. It's a Mishnah.
Yeah, but you're still is only restricted. You can only do one.
Okay, whatever the reason is. But so, of course, so, but you can do it. Why could you do it?
But the Kriya may be a derisa on the Tzibur. In other words, that you have to go to. And there's a different mechanism with Zohar. Is clearly a Kriya on each individual. So
but even the Tzibur is not going to fulfill its Kriya. How is the Tzibur? You can say, I can stay home, maybe, if it's on the Tzibur. But the Tzibur has to fulfill the Kriya. So we're sending up a cotton. How are we fulfilling the Kriya?
Because I guess when it's a tzibur mitzvah, you know.
Still, you have to do it. The tzibur has to do it. The yochid doesn't have to do it. So
I would have to say the requirement of normally the requirement is on individual mitzvahs. You're not mechayev until your bar mitzvah, right? But here, if I guess it could be a different format of the mitzvah. If you have a hakel and everybody, all the kids have to go. Okay, so they're part of that mitzvah. They have to go. You know, to do the fulfill the mitzvah properly, you have to have kids there. So it could be that in this, you know, it's a similar thing. It's a agreement. Everybody has to be involved. Oh, they're not old enough. Okay, but that's the formulation of the mitzvah.
But you wouldn't have to say that's his time. You wouldn't have to say that a cotton could get an aliyah, and that he could read the Torah for everybody else.
You wouldn't have to say it.
You wanted to participate. Say what you want, but why can he read the Torah? That's his problem. You want him to tell him he should listen to the Torah. Okay, fine. But why can he read the Torah?
Okay, so what's the problem with you reading? Because he's not bar mitzvah, right? Why?
So how's he right? So obviously he must be considered fully mechuyev in the mitzvah's kriya.
In the mitzvah, well.
You could still argue or disagree with him, because you could say that there's shtei dinim nifrodim. Parsha Zohar is not the standard mitzvah kriya sater.
Right.
It's a different mitzvah.
Zohar
is yom right Zohar, and maybe he's not mechuyev in that mitzvah,
right.
He's not mechuyev in other mitzvahs.
Right.
That maybe you could still be mechalat.
So you're saying that he's mechuyev in kriyas HaTorah, but not in that particular kriyas.
Who said? Yeah, this happens to me with yotzei de kriya. If you wouldn't have a sefer Torah, you'd be yotzei without kriya. It's a mitzvah schiras amolik. Schiras mechias amolik.
I mean, if one doesn't have a sefer Torah, should he read from a chumash?
No,
Adam.
And there
is
definitely not. He can't motzi you because he doesn't have the chiyas, so he right. He doesn't have that.
Perhaps kriya. You know. So I'm saying this is a very interesting Bach. A very interesting.
But that was it, basically, with the structure. Kriyas HaTorah has a different formulation.
Yeah. Now, so this is very interesting, and as I said, there are those that want to be mechalik that say that we only call the cotton for the aliyas. I believe one day, not just manazeh and the style of Kriyas HaTorah. Oh, one second. Oh, I remember. No, I'm sorry. I know I got it straight. They said the nafkaminas like this. They only call the cotton when only the first oil and the last one were making the brachas. But when everyone's making the brachas for themselves, then already you have to be a gadol already. Because in other words, the bracha, the tzibur is having been yaitz with your brachas already. Otherwise, the cotton was an effect like. Basically, they're saying it's sort of like a wallflower.
He's reading in the middle thing. He's
even if he read.
He's just standing there, that's all. He's not doing anything.
He's the one that's letting him hear it. It's like he's a tape machine.
Yeah, in effect. You have to hear the words of the Torah, right. So you heard the words of the Torah from him, but, you know.
He's not fulfilling a mitzvah or fulfilling any of the obligations.
That's, I think, what they want to say. Oh. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting idea. And it's interesting. I bumped into this Gemara recently. I believe it had to do with one of the Gerer Rebbes, but I don't remember. He had a minig that before he put on his talis, he used to say Parshas Tzitzis every day. So that was his minute. But where this minute came from, nobody really knew what the source of this minute was. So someone came and tainted that it's from a certain Gemara, and it's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan wants to use this Gemara for his purposes, to similar purposes in a different venue. Oh. What is the Gemara? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, he raises this issue that the world says there's no source that Parshas Poros Menater. So, interesting, yeah, it's a very interesting spin. Says the following. So the Magen Avraham writes, Akidoli Achorim Tomu. There's no hint in the Gemara for this. The Gemara of Rome Paskin is not Minotaurah. There is a remiss. And it applies in all deris. Ayin Shom. The Eifer Pora in a Tolib Migdish. Eifer Pora works even in the absence of the Beis Migdish. The Gambis Mana Amaroyim Hoylem Eifer Pora, Kedamina Chavrayim Midkedak and Beglilio. Now, I didn't know what he brought from there. The Gemara, which is both Nida and Chagiga, says that in the Golil they were Mechin, the Shemen, and other things, Be Taro, because they said the Beis Migdish is going to come right away. So I guess he means to say, it's really not spelled out how they did this. But they were careful to do it betara. So maybe he means to say there must have been Eifer Pora. It's not clear in Rashi or the Gemara that they had Eifer Pora. But how did they do it betara for the Migdash if they didn't have Eifer Pora? And this was in the Zman of the Amoroyim. So you see there's an Indian of the Doris. It was so far Shukhsiv Oid Vahoysalahem L'chukas Oilam, which seems to imply in all the Doris. So be Yutahu. Now, what it's telling me, "V'hoyso lahem l'chukas oilam," means that either you can bring a paraduma. If you can't bring a paraduma, so you at least have to read Parshas Paraduma.
Now, when he said remes, did he mean mamsteraisa or just
the? I don't know. He wants to defend Tosis. At least it's a remes minatar, I guess. Ayin Shom. He says, "Ukinyan." Oh. Now, he says, Ki'inyan she'omru v'zvochem. So he quotes a Gemara in Zvochem, a very interesting Gemara in Zvochem. Tzadikam Aral. The Gemara says, Titchatas ha'ayif is kaidemus la'ilah. So generally, when we bring karbonos, the Davyomi didn't do this too long ago, the chattas always precedes the oila. So the Mura says, my anonymy, the Tanarbana Behikrubis, Hashal chattas vishay, the chattas first. Ma tamlo, mashayin tamlo, lamach, tikra vishay, rakare kvar, never a different posse with Hashay, the yasa oila. Ella said, b'na'av, l'chol chattois, it's not just for this parasha, but for all chattois, that they should precede the Ayla that comes with them. So in all the possibilities, if you have a chatas oif and a oila oif, or if the chatas is a behema and it's oilas behema, that the chattas comes first, and even if the chattas is an oif, which is less kosher, and the oila is a behema, you still have the oif before the behema. Hilka chattas or chattas oif la oila oif ve'esasheni, chattas behema la oila behema with the rabbi rachman chattas oif la oila behema mizeh b'na'av toshma. Rabbi Lozer oimer komokum shenischal for chattas kodemus. So he says, if it's the type of, he wants to say, that if you were, in other words, you are supposed to bring a chattas, shvahema. But if you pour also, you bring oifus instead. That's called nischal v'chatas. It's chatas kodemus. V'kan b'yoleh. This is oila kodemus. Because by oila, because you're not bringing it in the place of a behema of a chatas, some you're supposed to bring two. So that's not in the place. So then the halacha is oila kodemus by yoledus. V'kan b'yoleh sh'oif tachas oila hubo. That you bring the oy for an oila, because as it was, how does he know this? But behema ikar hoisa oila, and the behema was supposed to be an oila. So then it's oila kodemus. Kamokum shabo al chait. If it's for a chait, then chatas kodemus. We can't oila kodemus. Kamokum shashnayim boim tachas chatas. If they're both in place of a chatas, it's chatas kodemus. We can't oila kodemus. So the shaila is, so why do we have, a pasuk that tells us that the oila kodemus, that the oila comes first. So what do we have, in other words, that we have a place, saying bioledes is oila kodemus. And yet we just said that all over the chatas is going to be first. So Rava answered, Om Rava the Mikro Ektima Akosov. For reading, the Torah said you read it first. So Rashi says, "Shein Yikreis beInyan Tchila." First, you read about the oil, and then you read the chatas. Abu Baba, Dosen chatas kodemis, uchud amoron lizeh boneav. When you actually bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, so you bring the chatas first. So Tosis asks on Rashi, "Perish b'kundesh shein Yikreis beInyan Tchila." B'teima mahu machidish uzeh. What's the chidish? When you read the pasuk in the Torah. It says, but he led this, it says it first talks about the oilo, and then it talks about the chata. So what are you going to do? Read the pasuk out of order? So it's l'chayra poshet that you have to read in this fashion. As Taisa says, v'chidish is the zil kori be'rafu. Let's go take out a chumash and read. Ask a cheder yingle, how to read. What do you want? You need the gemara, a special pasuk to tell me to read what's first in the pasuk first, but second in the pasuk second. Now they state in the pasuk.
Well, we say aim up to mocha b'torah, but in the pasuk itself.
You can't dray a pasuk upside down. You still can't even read the way in mocha b'torah. You can't read the Torah in whatever order you want. There's an order. And one pasuk certainly has an order. One parsha certainly has an order. So Taisva says a whole different pshat. Taisva says for Rab Chaim that the pshat is lahaktish tchila sheyaktish is oyla koydim lechatas. First you have to be maktish to oyla, then lechatas. Aval lahakrev is chatas kodemus. That's what the Gemara means to say. Is limikroi. Gimel kosa means for the kriyas Hashem. The kriyas Hashem for the oyla harezu oyla has to be before harezu chatas, in this case, bari yoledus. But in the Hakrov, it's no different than any other. Water first comes the Chattas, and then comes the Eilam. That's the Gemara. So I presume where Aruch HaShulchan is coming from, and I presume that that's where I saw this. I said, I believe it was with the Gerer Rebbe, that he used to read Parshas Tzitzis, one of the Gerer Rebbe's, that he read Parshas Tzitzis before every day, before he actually put on his talus. So he wanted a taina that it comes, in fact, from this gemara. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan, I presume they're trying to say pshat and Rashi. What's Rashi's chiddush? So he says, this which I'm telling you that you have to read. In effect, you're supposed to read it before the zman that you're going to bring the paraduma. Is ki'inyan sh'omru b'zvochem l'kroa t'ima kosa b'perish Rashi b'nidah sh'om sh'ikorim b'inyan ayin sh'om. I did not find yet exactly a Rashi that said that sh'ikorim b'inyan. I mean, Rashi here, in Zvochem, that's my brother went in, she nikris b'inyan tchila. So I presume what he means to say, so he says, the end of a culture came b'zman hazeh d'leka etzem ha-mitzvah, sh'oyser ru yalios b'zman hazeh, ha-yolonu eifah poro, we should use it. So the mitzvah really applies. So certainly the b'vada yishlomash yishchiv likris ha-parsha. So certainly we should have, if the mitzvah is incumbent upon us, and we don't can't do the mitzvah as a whole, so at least this much the kriya we should be able to do. So I believe what they're doing is they're learning pshat in the Gemara in Rashi. What's Rashi saying in the Mikra? Gimar Kosov? That what it's telling me is that there's a chiyuv to read it. That's what it's telling me. Not that, of course, in the psukkah, I mean, the oila comes before the chatas. But the telling me that nikreis b'inyan tchila, meaning there's a chiyuv, there's a din to read the parsha. And Ramayla, yeah, of course it's poshut if you read the parsha, you're going to read the oila first. But the point is that you're supposed to read it altogether. If you read it, of course Tosis is right, you're going to read. That's poshut that you're going to read the oila before the chatas, as well as the state in poshut. But the way they're learning Rashi, I think that's the way they want to be mechadish pshat and Rashi. Rashi means as if you have to read it. Once you read it, avadi, you read the oil first. That's of course the case. In other words, so by doing a mitzvah, they wanted to learn. There's an inyan. You find by kochim, there's an inyan that you should read the parsha before you brought the korban pesach. That's what they want to. Before you brought the korban chatas.
Every korban.
I don't know. So they want to make a general din out of this. That's what I saw. I believe it was one of the Gerner Rebbes, but I'm not 100% sure of that. I recently saw. So he used to read Pashas Tzitzis before he did the mitzvah. So they say
it wasn't a korban.
Good. So they say, you see, in other words, the Torah has an inyan, you should read the parsha before you do the mitzvah.
Instead of saying Hinni Mukhan Zuman.
Right. He probably said Hinni Mukhan Zuman besides that. But he recited Pashas Tzitzis before he put on his talis every day. So they wanted to tell him that this is the mokor for this Gemara. That the Gemara says in the Mikro Gimel Chosam that it's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan wants to tell him that that's the source, in fact, that we read for Pashas Par. Is also from that very same Gemara. Now, let's go back. The Shkolim, so the mitzvah Shkolim, the first of the parashas, then comes really, we said, for two different reasons. It comes as a zecher to the mitzvah of the Shkolim, for the Truma Chadosh of the Korbanos, but it's also, it's tied to the union of Purim. And that's why, I have a piece on this. It's interesting. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, what's Parsha Shkolim? If Parsha Shkolim you read in Parsha Kisisa as we do, or you read the Parsha that we read in Rosh Chodesh. So the Shaila is, the Abnei Yeshua raises the problem. How in the world can you have a machlokes about this? We're still scratching our heads how we have a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam with Tfilah. But the truth is, we know the answer to that now. Because as the Smag writes in Mitzvah Gimel, that the Stam person did not, the Frum person did not wear Tfilah in his time. And he said, because of me, thousands, I think he says tens of thousands of people, I think Ruvovis, if I recall correctly, the Loshon of the Smag, started wearing tefillin, because he used to go from town to town to Darshan, that everyone's mechuyev to wear tefillin. It's like, nobody heard of this, The tefillin was for the holy people who wore tefillin. But who else? The Stam Yid didn't wear tefillin. They had all types of, there's places in Shas, and Afnam Tess and Shabbos about it. It's clear, once you see the Smag, that's what Tosis was addressing. Tosis doesn't tell us the background, why he wrote this Tosis. But once you see the Smag, you understand what Tosis' issue was. Because people had excuses. And that was generally accepted, that you don't wear tefillin. And so, at least now we know, so since tefillin went out of vogue, whatever the reason, or whatever time it took place, so tefillin were very uncommon. When they're uncommon, you have all different versions of how to make them until, you get straightened out again. But something which is read in the Beis HaKnesses every year is Parsha Shkolim. How could you have a sofer? We'll call the Balakriya. Well, there's Richie. Why did you read last year and the year before and the year before for Parsha Shkolim, Now, we'll go around and we'll ask another 100 Balakriya, and every neighborhood from every Messiah, and everyone's going to tell us they read Parsha Kisisa. So we're going to have a Shaila what we read last year. That was Machloikis in the Gemara, Rabban Shmuel. So I tell it that the Shaila is the following. The Shaila is, what is the ikavort of the, what's the ikavort of Shkolo? Bizmaneno. In other words, Bizmana Migdish, there's no question that Bizmana Migdish, the ikav was a Truma Chadosha. So probably everybody read what Rav said. The Shaila is, in other words, the Shaila is nowadays, Kisisos, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, Kudehem, that already is Maramas and the Parsha that's of the initial giving, which has to do with the Revolution gave that mitzvah to push Haman aside. So the Shaila is now that we don't have the base of Migdash, which is the Ika. Should we read about the Korban? And the Korban, really, the Rika place of the Korban is in Parshas Pinchas. That's where the drosha is, that you have to bring the Truma Chadosha for Chodesh Nisan as in those Pesukim. Or do we say, listen, my Dehava Hava, there's no Beis HaMikdash today. So the Yikub is Manazah, is the Schus that we have, the Huwa Nitzel from Purim, the Huwa Nitzel from Hamav. And that's the main thing that we should focus on nowadays. It will be a Beis HaMikdash, we'll worry about the Schus of the Karbonos. But right now we're dealing with all the Hamans of the world. So there are the Shpasha Shkolam, we want to underscore the Schus that Rabbeinu Shalom gave us. So it's interesting, the Bach in fact brings both of them. And the Bach says sort of that that's the reason that they were Kovei at this time of the year was to make sure, in fact, that we gave them before, you know, Haman, we get around to Haman. So the Parsha Shkolim really is, in particularly the Parsha Shkolim that we read, is an integral part of the mitzvah of Purim. That it's a hachana of Purim, that we say, and that's chus of the Shkolim that we gave. The Rebbeinu Shalom protected us from the Shkolim of Haman. So that's a few thoughts on Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Purim, and a little bit on Parshas Zochot.